2 weeks into the new Obama administration, some have expressed doubts over the future of US missile defense in Central Europe. Last year, the Czech Republic signed 2 treaties with the United States on stationing a radar base on Czech soil, part of a broader missile defense shield. But on Sunday, the head of the Czech Senate's Foreign Affairs Committee, Jiří Dienstbier, expressed doubts it would ever be built. Speaking to Czech television, Mr. Dienstbier said he believed the US had other priorities and that the only way the radar would ever be deployed in the Czech Republic would be with NATO and Russian involvement. Earlier, my colleague Jan Wellinger spoke to Jiří Dienstbier on the phone from Kladno.
There are too many reasons why I am convinced that this system will be put somewhere in the shelves and that it will be lost there forever. Vice President Biden has always been against these derivatives of the Star Wars. President Obama and Vice President Biden say that they have to evaluate this decision just to find out whether it functions, as it doesn't. For the Americans, it's peanuts de facto. Now they have totally different problems, like the world economic crisis and Afghanistan and Iraq.
Are there conditions under which the system could continue? I'm thinking of involvement by, say, NATO and Russia.
Well, the basic problem is that we have to debate between Europe and the United States and also with other players on the world scene what are the present dangers and by what means we can challenge them. If there is a general agreement between all these players that the anti-missile system is needed, then we can discuss it, but you can see that it was just the program of Bush administration. They tried to implant it into NATO and Europe via so-called New Europe, as Rumsfeld called it. That means via Czech Republic and Poland. And nobody wants it by now.
And now you say that nobody wants it now, but it seems that the Czech government as well as the Polish government are still in favor. Yesterday, that was something that was noted by the former national security advisor to Jimmy Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Do you think that it's the case where the Czechs and the Polish governments actually want it more now than the U.S. itself?
Well, I think that Brzezinski is absolutely right, because the present Czech political representatives and the Polish representatives invested too much political capital to convince the population that it is needed. They haven't succeeded even now, because in Czech Republic almost 70% people are totally against such a system. It is difficult for them to step down from this project.
Former Foreign Minister Jiří Dienstbier speaking there to Jan